Recently, four men convicted of raping a woman on a moving bus in India were sentenced to death. Being from India, I feel a special kind of pain and identification with the victim. It seems as if the coverage about Indians swings from one extreme to another. In Silicon Valley, Indians have a reputation for being techies, venture capitalists, or doctors. We're perceived as hardworking, non-controversial, and apolitical. On the opposite end of the spectrum, international coverage about India is often about horrendous crimes against women, poverty, terrorist acts, corruption, or communal riots. When I hear the negative coverage, I'm filled with shame, as if being of Indian origin means that I'm partly responsible for what's happening in India. The temptation is to blame the media for only covering what's bad. When the movie Slumdog Millionaire came out, many of my friends and relatives became obsessed with the portrayal of the slums of Mumbai and lost sight of the story. Having seen the Mumbai slum firsthand, I would like to say the portrayal is accurate. As minorities, we feel pressure to present only what's good and sweep what's not so good under the rug. We are proud of the Indian Spelling Bee winners and the Miss America contest winner, and would rather the New York Times section, India Inc., just go away, as the negative coverage in our motherland is destructive to our image. But sweeping what's not pleasant under the rug means that we don't face up to our problems. The defensiveness that afflicts each community means that when we hear negative news about our culture, we close our minds to the root causes of the real problems that exist and shy away from thinking of solutions. In our increasingly flat and interconnected world, wouldn't it be more productive if we could pull our collective heads out of the sand and admit that we have problems that we need to deal with? With a perspective, I'm Vinita Nelson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.